Chapter 1. Jonathan Harker's Diary. Castle Dracula. 4 May. Castle Dracula, Transylvania. It was past midnight when my carriage turned into the gates of Castle Dracula. No lights shone from its windows. A tall old man, dressed from head to foot in black, met me at the door.
"I am Count Dracula," he said, holding out his hand. "Welcome to my house, Mr. Harker."
I shook the Count's hand and shivered. His hand was as cold as ice, like the hand of a dead man. But Count Dracula's welcome was so warm that I began to feel less afraid. "I have no reason to fear him," I told myself firmly. "He has invited me here because I am the solicitor helping him to buy a house in London." As I ate by the fire, I looked more closely at the Count. His face was very pale, with eyebrows so bushy that they almost met over the top of his nose. His mouth, half hidden by his mustache, was cruel and strange. Sharp teeth stuck out from thin lips. His ears were very pale and pointed. Suddenly, I caught sight of Count Dracula's hands as he leaned towards me in the firelight. His nails were long and pointed, and there were black hairs sprouting from the palm of his hands. I shuddered as I caught the terrible smell of his breath. 8 May. How I wish that I had never come to this strange place. This morning, I was shaving in front of the mirror when Count Dracula came into my room and put his hand on my shoulder. I was so surprised that I cut my chin. Why hadn't I seen his reflection in the mirror? I turned round to look for sticking plaster. When the Count saw the blood on my face, he suddenly tried to grab my throat. As I stepped back in surprise, his hand caught the crucifix I wear round my neck. He became quiet once again and left me. I went down to have breakfast, still trembling. Afterwards, I longed for some fresh air and I decided to take a walk. But every window and door was locked. Castle Dracula is a prison, and I am its prisoner. 12 May. This evening, after dark, I went for a walk on the castle ramparts. It gave me a sense of freedom to look down at the beauty of the countryside. I saw a light below me, and I realized that I was standing above the Count's bedroom. I leaned over and saw the Count's head and arms coming out from the window. I thought it was a trick of the moonlight, because his body followed. I nearly shouted out in horror and disgust. I could not believe what I was seeing. He began to crawl down the castle walls, with his black cloak spreading out behind him like great wings. He moved quickly, like a lizard. What sort of man is he? I am terrified, and I feel there is no escape for me. 16 May. My terror is growing hour by hour. Something has just happened that is so horrible that I pray that I have dreamed it all. During my walks, I have discovered an empty room in an old part of the castle. Last night I fell asleep there. In the moonlight, I saw three women. They cast no shadows on the floor as they came up to me, showing their brilliant white teeth. One of them came closer than the others, and I felt her teeth brush against my throat. Suddenly, I opened my eyes and saw Count Dracula. His eyes were bright red and blazing with anger as he pulled the woman away from me. As I stared in horror, they all disappeared, although they opened none of the doors. They seemed to fade away into the rays of the moonlight, and then I fainted. 18 May. I am completely in the Count's power. He has asked me to write a letter to England
telling them that I will be leaving Castle Dracula at the end of June. I do not believe him. Will I ever see my dearest Mina again? I must try to escape. 25 June. This morning I tried to escape again, without success. I only discovered something even more horrible. I crept into the Count's room after he had gone out and opened another door in the corner of his room. I went through it, down a flight of stone steps, into a dark tunnel. It led to an old ruined chapel. There I found 50 wooden coffins, full of earth. I took a deep breath and started to open them. In the third box lay Count Dracula. His eyes were open, but he did not seem to breathe. I ran away in horror, back to my own room. I am waiting to die. 29 June. As I went to bed, I heard a whispering outside my door. "Go back, go back," the Count was saying. "Tomorrow night, he will be yours." I ran to the door and opened it. There stood the three women, smiling and licking their lips. What do they want? Are they going to kill me? 30 June. It is the last day of June. This is the day I am supposed to be leaving Castle Dracula. But I know I shall die today. I decided to try to escape one last time. I went back to the Count's coffin to search for keys. When I took off the lid, I saw something which filled me with horror. Count Dracula was lying there, blood trickling from the corner of his mouth. Count Dracula was a vampire. How I hated him! And this was the creature who was going to move to London, where he would feed for centuries on blood and widen his circle of vampires. I could not allow such a monster to live. I picked up a shovel and hit him. His terrible head turned, and his blazing red eye stared straight at me. The lid dropped over him and hid him from my sight. I ran to hide. Not long afterwards, I could hear the boxes being moved. And later, from my window, I saw them being taken away on a cart. I am now alone with those evil women, Count Dracula's vampires. I shall try again to escape before night falls, before they wake up and come looking for me. I shall try to climb down the castle wall.